Welcome to the Austinaut Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me, as always, is the lovely and talented Brittany.
Hey, Austin. Welcome to our trademark one-take podcast. We'd like to welcome all of our new listeners, and I'd also like to give a shout-out to all of our loyal listeners who tune in each and every week.
Because every week we try and bring you something new and fun to do in Austin and the surrounding area.
And today, we're going to be talking about an amazing little place that's less than an hour from Austin that's one of our favorite day trips.
It is. It's one of our favorite places to visit in all of this area of Texas around Austin, and we're talking about Green, Texas. It's really a gem here in the Texas Hill Country.
We can't really call it a town or a city, because although Green used to be its own town, it's now a district within the city limits of New Braunfels.
Yep.
But you never know it. Green has its own distinct charm, and there are plenty of things to see and do there.
Now, Brittany, you know I love history, right?
Yes.
And I'm always fascinated by the historical aspect of any story that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we should mention a little of the history of Green. It's actually really fascinating, so that our listeners can have a, you know, better perspective if they decide to make the trip out there.
That's a good idea. I think it's important in order to really appreciate all that Green really is to the Texas Hill Country community.
Yeah, and we've done a little research, Brittany, you and I, and so here's what we found out. The history of Green goes back to the 1840s,
right,
when German farmers settled in the area known as the Green Historic District.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by 1872, Heinrich D. Green, who was also known as Henry, bought 6,000 acres of farmland along the Guadalupe River there in that area.
Wow.
He built his house, and he planted all these fields with cotton.
And then in 1878, 6 years later, two significant things happened. First of all, Green opened up a mercantile store there.
Yeah, that was Henry.
Right. Right. And then there was also a music hall that was opened by Richard Green.
Right.
And it wasn't long before this that it became a popular stop on the stagecoach route between Austin and San Antonio.
Yeah. And by the 1880s, the town was really growing, having become a major center for cotton in central Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed the name from Goodwin, which is what it used to be called, to Green after the town's most recognizable citizen.
And by the 1900s, Green was booming.
Mm-hmm.
By 1910, they had two freight rail stations.
But things change drastically for the worse,
right,
very quickly. In 1922, the original cotton gin burned to the ground. And if that weren't enough, there were two economic changes that almost shut the town down for good. The boll weevil disaster, which was then followed immediately by the Great Depression.
Oh, that's awful. And by 1930, the population of Green was down to 75 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the post-World War II highway construction efforts in the United States bypassed the town, making it basically a ghost town by 1950.
And the one shining ray of hope was the music hall, Green Hall, which never closed.
But the 1970s were good for Green, too.
Yeah, they really were. In 1975, a man by the name of Pat Malak bought Green Hall, and he made some necessary repairs to the place, and things started to shift.
And with Moloch's influence and the help of his friend Mary Jane Nolly, they preserved the authentic turn-of-the-century look that Green had. They purchased and restored mm-hmm. many of the town's most important buildings and transformed the whole place into thriving businesses.
Right, and in 1979, Green became part of the city of New Braunfels, like you had mentioned, Brittany, and it remained its own historic district because it had its own charm.
Right, and many of the buildings that were saved by Pat Malak and Mary Jane Nolly have been awarded the Texas Medallion from the Texas Historical Commission,
mm-hmm.
and the Green Historic District has been recognized by the Texas travel industry as a premier attraction for visitors.
And stepping into Green today, you'd never know the hardship that they went through. But there's a really good story there, and we hope that knowing the history, you'll appreciate it that much more when you go down.
Definitely. So now that we've got the history of Green out there, let's share what we like about it most and about the way it is today.
Sounds good, Britt. There are so many fun things to do in one place that Brittany swears has the best pina colada she's ever had. And we'll be talking about all that and more when we come back from a quick sponsor announcement. Cue the sponsor music, Britt.
Hopefully you're enjoying our Trademark One Take podcast. We love doing it every week.
We are looking for locally owned businesses to sponsor the Austinaut website.
The Austinaut is like a family, a really huge one.
And every single day we interact with tens of thousands of people who are in Austin and the surrounding area.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
We have over 250 unique articles on the Austinaut all about Austin, and your logo can be on every single webpage that we have for a very low monthly amount.
If you're interested, it's really easy to get started. Just go to austinaut.com and click on the Advertise With Us link on the right side of the page.
We would love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, American Bingo, Kong Screen Printing, sorry Kong, the Austin Independent Business Alliance, Red Chair Market, and Connection.
Yes, thank you so much to these wonderful local businesses that keep us discovering Austin.
Alrighty, let's get back to the show.
Alright, Brett, so we've been at Green the two of us, quite a few times ourselves.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the city itself, the way it is today. We've done the history part. Let's talk about this and what we really like the most.
Definitely. So just drive south down I-35 and there's a sign for Green, Texas. It's north of New Braunfels. You take it off, you follow the signs off the highway, and then all of a sudden, you're there.
Yeah, and it's not far off of I-35.
No, it's a really short drive, and all of a sudden, this tiny little town just opens before you, and there's a big parking lot, and you'll be in the middle of all these awesome shops on Main Street.
Yeah, you won't be able to miss it. I mean, it literally pops out of nowhere. And when you see Main Street, it's one of those places that's really fun to walk up and down. They've got all these little shops and little places that make fudge and toys.
Yeah,
and
lots of antique shops and gift shops. Just makes it really fun to browse.
And these are some of the buildings that Pat Malak and Mary Jane
right,
restored.
Right, they were saved, yeah.
Are on Main Street there. And so the whole town has that real distinct 1900s charm, but it's all renovated. It's all
right,
really cool.
Right, and we do have some favorite stores there, too.
We do. One of them is Black Swan Antiques.
Yeah, we love going in there.
I'm just going to throw that out there. I love that place.
Yeah, we get something little every time, whether it's potpourri or you found a shoehorn one time.
I do. I have a shoehorn from Black Swan Antiques.
Yeah, it's super fun. And another really fun thing about Green is that they have Green Market Days.
Yep.
And those are going to be starting here really soon.
Yeah, in the third. It's in February that it starts.
Right.
But yeah, the third week, full weekend of each month, February through, I think it's November.
Right, yeah, yeah, almost the whole year.
Almost the whole year. It's just like they take January off, right?
Yeah.
So the third full weekend of each month, February through November, and the first weekend of December, they have this thing called Green Market Days.
Right, and it runs 10 to 5 on the weekend.
Right.
And the really cool appeal of Green Market Days is that every product that's sold there is made by the vendors themselves.
And you're not going to believe how much this almost expands the little city of
yeah,
Green.
Yeah, it really does.
Because Green has, you know, the Main Street with all the shops, and then all of a sudden Market Day shows up. It's almost like another third.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's really cool.
Yeah, so, and it's really fun. And there are also holiday events there. Mm-hmm. Usually they start around December 1st, and you'll have the town lighting where they light up Main Street, you know, with the click of the button, and you count down from 10, and all of a sudden it's lit up, and that's super fun.
Yeah, we've been to that, and I mean, it was packed. There was a lot of people there.
Oh, yeah.
And there were, like, hay bales where you could sit down, and everybody was drinking hot chocolate and singing Christmas carols, and there were, like, random cowboys riding through the streets.
Yeah, well, part of it is that they have the Green Pony Express ride, where this historical group comes in on ponies carrying a message from the governor, and it's basically a Christmas greeting to the town of Green that they read aloud there for everyone who's gathered.
That's really cool, and I have to tell you, the kids, their faces when Cowboy Kringle rides up on a horse.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody just goes nuts. It's a lot of fun. So if you get a chance to do that, don't miss out on that.
Definitely. And then, of course, there's Green Hall.
Yep. Green Hall is famous.
Yeah, it's the oldest continually run dance hall in all of Texas.
And this is the place that even though they went through all that stuff with the boll weevils and the Great Depression and everything else, it never shut down.
Which is really phenomenal.
And there's been some amazing acts that have performed here.
Yeah, they have acts like, you know, Willie Nelson, Carolyn Wonderland, Bob Schneider, and a whole bunch of other people gather here at Green Hall pretty much every month. They'll have a really cool show.
Almost
there
every day. I mean, if you look at their calendar, it's usually pretty packed. And we'll have a link to that on the website. But I got to tell you, a lot of these shows don't even have a cover.
Right.
I mean, you just go and you get to hang out in the oldest continuously run dance hall in Texas, historical, and get to see some great acts.
Yeah, it's a fantastic building. Don't miss stepping in there and enjoying the show.
Now, there's one place, Brittany, that every time we go to Green, somehow, some way,
we end up there.
So Brittany has this thing for pina coladas. She loves, she's not a hard drinker. She doesn't do all that. I don't want to get you the wrong idea, but she loves a good pina colada.
And so
we found this place in Green that every time we go, she's like, I got to go have my pina.
Well, and it's not really hiding. It's kind of right underneath the town landmark, which is the Grist Mill.
The Grist Mill. It's famous. I mean, people know it.
Yeah, so you'll see the tower there at the end of Main Street, and underneath the tower is the Grist Mill restaurant.
Yeah, and we've never actually eaten at the restaurant. We've eaten in the bar where you've had your pina coladas, and your food is really good.
It is really good. And then there was something that someone said was not on the menu, but it was awesome.
It was the ribs.
The ribs. So they don't have ribs on the menu, but you can order them. We haven't had them, but we've heard from regulars that they're fantastic.
We have.
So that's definitely on our Green bucket list.
So go down to Gristmill in Green, get yourself some ribs and some pina coladas.
Right. Well, and as part of the restaurant, it actually overlooks a little stream lake that runs behind it. So it's a really
stream. Stream lake?
Well, I think it's a lake.
Also known as the Guadalupe River, maybe? You're a nub. Anyway. Wow. Okay, I think that's going to be the end of our podcast.
It's a really great view. That's all I was trying to say.
Okay, so if you get a chance to to hang out by the stream lake, it's by the Gristmill. Go ahead and do that. You guys, this is a one-take podcast. We love you guys. We thank you for joining us.
There you have it. We've given you a great idea for the weekend in less than 11 minutes.
Yeah, that's how we do on the Osnot. There's absolutely no excuse not to have a great time in Austin and the surrounding area. We thank you for joining us today.
So for those new to the Osnot, bookmark us. We post 5 unique articles a week all about Austin and the surrounding area, and we have over 250 articles all about Austin on our blog. So if you're new, take some time. Check it out.
And we also love to give stuff away on the Osnot.
We do.
We have pretty amazing giveaways. We do it twice a month. Should I even spoil it? Should I even say what we're going to be? Yeah. Listen, we're going to be giving away some cigars here pretty soon that are hand-rolled here in Austin by Cuban Cigar Rollers. It's pretty awesome. Anyway, it's coming up soon. Anyway, sign up. It's free to sign up, and you can win. So, anyway, we're going to have a link for you on the Osnot in case you're interested.
Yeah, and if you have any questions, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOsnot. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at TheOsnot.
Tweet us. And that wraps up our podcast, Brittany. Do you have any last words about streams? Or...
All I want to say is see you soon. Do, 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 do. Do.